The director of Wisconsin's Bureau of Communicable Diseases says most states have long-standing authority to isolate infected people or quarantine those possibly exposed to a communicable disease. Herb Bostrom says they've done a lot already to prepare for biological attack or possible cases of severe acute respiratory syndrome, or SARS. And Bostrom says they've dealt with some suspected SARS cases already.
All of those have been followed up to see if they fit the criteria established by the Centers for Disease Control and the World Health Organization. Those few individuals who do fit that have been followed up very, very carefully. Their contacts have been followed up very carefully to ensure that there have not been other undetected cases that could be SARS.
In one case, the person suspected of being infected wasn't cooperative, another was, but in the end, both agreed to diagnostic tests. Bostrom says the state is also prepared should there be a large outbreak.
We have plans for isolation of large numbers of individuals either in place, meaning in their home or in the facility in which they're located, a nursing home or a hospital, what have you. We are also developing plans for off-site isolation of individuals who, say, the result of a bioterrorism attack.
If necessary, state and local health officers can get compliance for isolation, quarantine, or treatment by going to a judge for an order. Bostrom says they seldom need to go that far. Until now, he says the most common case where isolation is imposed is for tuberculosis. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.